The parents of a man from St. John's who's been missing in the Vancouver area, they hope to discover items belonging to him that will convince police to resume the official search. Jordan Naderer, who's 25 years old, went for a hike on his own on Thanksgiving weekend, but hasn't returned as of yet. His parents, Greg and Josie, are in the area helping friends search for their son. He was seen that first day for about 20 minutes into the trail, and his car has been seen as well. The bag that was found contained a white trucker hat and Oakley glasses that do belong to Jordan. That has been confirmed. Greg had this to say to VOCM's Brian Medore.
We really desperately need the search and rescue team back immediately, and this time to do a more a broader coverage of that area with the thermal imaging helicopters, the dogs, and the drones.
What did they do the first time? Were they searching in that area or were they searching elsewhere, do you know?
Well, Manning Park Trail, Frosty Mountain Trail, is a pretty big trail, and they subdivided the region into six sub-regions, and they focused for a variety of reasons on, well, they covered all of the areas, but some in more detail than others. The interior of the Frosty Mountain Trail is about 40 square kilometers, and you're just not able to really thoroughly cover that much area in that short of a time with the resources available. So they just haven't found anything yet. There was no new evidence of Jordan's location since about Tuesday of last week. So going for about 3 or 4 days without new evidence, the Vancouver Police Department decided that they were going to suspend the search, but if there were any new clues that came out, that they would reactivate it. So this is new information that we have. It's very critical. It places Jordan at a certain place, and we hope that they will reactivate the search.
What about the use of a tracking dog? Say, if you found some possessions of Jordan's and a tracking dog is brought into the area, would that not be a useful means?
Yes, very useful. That's what we're trying to do, to get it as soon as possible. Keep in mind when you're talking about a fairly large area of dense trees, forests and mountains in BC are a lot different than Newfoundland. So we need more dogs, and we need more time. There were dogs before, but not enough and not long enough and not detailed enough in the area now that we think he could be.
And you mentioned a lot of trees, thick trees. What is the terrain like? Is it possible or likely that there was some kind of accident, a fall or something like that off a ledge or off a rock or something?
Yeah, definitely. There was snow cover on the ground. We hope that's not the case. We hope he's not injured, but by this time we know for sure he's weak. And if he was injured, he, as you said, with the logs, there may be trees that have fallen and he's tried to crawl over them. In some cases, there may be levels of massive trees. He may have slipped and twisted his ankle, but we believe Jordan is resilient and he's resourceful, and we will not give up.
And we've seen stories of people who have survived an incredibly long period of time in very challenging situations, perhaps even more challenging than what you'd experience in Vancouver, in the Amazon or Grand Canyon, wherever it may be. So obviously you're still holding out hope. Who is helping you in the search? Do you have his friends and other people?
Oh, we have a large group of friends at UBC. Jordan is a graduate student in electrical engineering, just finishing his master's degree there. Tremendous group of his graduate student friends from Green College have been helping. We have other friends, Newfoundland and across the country. Right now, the groups that have done the search and rescue are in the Princeton County Search and Rescue Team, and it's working with the RCMP, who I believe have the thermal imaging helicopters, and also the Vancouver Police Department, which I think is administratively overseeing this process. So we really need to get that team back out there as soon as possible. And snow has made this situation a little bit complicated as well. But you mentioned people can go a long time without food. There is water in the area. There are some creeks with fresh water. I think there are some small berries, although that would be the end of the season. They're probably shriveled up. But again, I have specific areas that I strongly recommend that we get drones, thermal imaging helicopters, and dogs quickly.
And one other possibility people do mention in situations such as this is an attack by a wild animal. Are there any other situations or cases or reports of an animal? Because it probably wouldn't stop with just one attack. It would attack other hikers, other people in the area, you would think. Are there any similar reports like that in the area that you know of?
To my knowledge, it's not common. There are bears and cougars in these parks, but I think they will stay away from humans, from what I've heard. He has pepper spray as well, so to protect against the bears. So I don't think that's an issue, but of course we can't exclude any possible scenario here.
Greg Natter and Josie Natter, thanks very much, and Godspeed. We're all saying a prayer for you in Newfoundland.
Okay.
Thank you.